Welcome to the Friday Night Clive podcast with me, Clive Payne. In this podcast, we look back at the amazing charities, organisations and people we have chatted to over the past few months, all of whom have interesting and important stories to tell. Well, what happens to veterans when they leave the armed forces? Do they leave their past service in good health and be prepared for civilian life? And if not, what happens to them? What help and support do they receive and from whom? Tonight, I'm joined on the line by Dawn Turner, who is the co-founder and operations director of Stepway, which is a charity devoted to helping veterans in civilian life. Good evening, Dawn.
Good evening, Clive.
Thank you very much for joining me. Dawn, what is Stepway, first of all, and why did you start it?
Well, Stepway is a CIO registered veteran charity since November 2019. Mm-hmm. We are operating in Worcestershire, Black Country and all over the West Midlands. Myself and my partner started the charity because we wanted to make a difference in the veteran community to improve mental health and supporting all veterans in civilian life, no matter their background or circumstance.
Did you draw on that from any personal experiences?
Yes, because our background, I'm actually a mother of two serving soldiers and from a nursing background. I left nursing to attend university so I could complete my criminology degree, mm-hmm. Initially to build rehabilitation programs for veterans in prison. My partner, Paminda, who is now the CEO and co-founder, came from a business background in property development and is also a landlord. And we both saw the devastating effects of adaptation disorder that affected veterans in civilian life within the areas of our expertise. And in my last year of university, my youngest son, who left the army 2 years prior, came home after his marriage had broken down. This meant he had to leave his home and his job, and his mental health suffered, and we were hit with a six-month waiting list for help.
Gosh.
This situation obviously took us down a different path, and so we decided to set up a charity that works on ground level to build a more global program which could support, empower and equip veterans for Civvy Street.
I'm with you. So, yes, it comes very much with passion from the heart then, really.
Yes. Definitely.
Why the name Stepway, as a matter of interest?
Well, Stepway, we wanted to find a name to explain the work that we do and something that had seven letters to reflect the seven-step civilian skills program. And we're there every step of the way. Therefore, Stepway explained it all in one word.
Brilliant. I like it. That's really good. Tell me about the different services that you offer to veterans and also their families, because families are important, as you've just illustrated.
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, the whole ethos is finding that sense of belonging and sense of purpose in civilian life. Therefore, the three main services we provide is the drop-in centres, the outdoor community projects, which is open to families and the wider community, and the seven-step civilian skills program, which promotes our two main values. Mm-hmm. We recently went into partnership with the Salvation Army in Albury, so we could duplicate these services there with an addition of a therapy unit, which is open to all our partner charities so they can see their clients in a safe environment and for free. So we've got the likes of Op Courage, NHS Veterans Mental Health, to Age UK for any veteran over the age of 50. We opened the Wellbeing Centre on the 28th of August last month, and all our volunteers have hit the floor running, basically, with referrals and partnership meetings. It's gone completely bonkers over there.
Yeah, I mean, subversely, I suppose we can say it's sad that there is a need for that everything has gone bonkers, but clearly there is a lot of people out there that need your support. What sort of things have they come to you needing support with? Is it things like PTSD that I mentioned earlier, or what other things have you been able to help them with?
Yes, I mean, it is PTSD, it's adaptation disorder.
What's adaptation disorder? I've not heard of that.
Adaptation disorder. So you can imagine if you're in the armed forces, you're in some sort of safe bubble, so you know all the rules and regulations and boundaries, and it may be the first time that you felt like you're part of a family unit. Mm. But when they come out into civilian life, they come out into an unstructured environment where all the rules and boundaries are all over the place, and they don't really know where to find their sense of belonging or sense of purpose, which again is our ethos. So they find it very, very difficult to adapt and be able to integrate into the wider community, and this is why we've set this charity up.
Now, you mentioned a moment ago that you've got several drop-in centres. Where are they located?
Yes, so we started in Worcester and extended out to Worcestershire, where we have two drop-in facilities in Worcester and Kidderminster, both based at the Salvation Army, to reduce the cost of overheads, because we're a big believer in that. And we're in talks with Redditch. We also have one at the Wellbeing Centre that runs every Wednesday. Now, the drop-in centre are all for all veterans, no matter their circumstance or background. But it's the first step into Stepway. It's a safe place for them to meet like-minded people who've walked the walk. It's a place to make new friends, a place where you can relax, pull up a chair, have a brew with your muckers, and somewhere you can grab some lunch and have regular refreshments throughout the day for free. And if you wanted to speak to somebody about getting a little bit of support in any part of their life, we have mentors and caseworkers on hand to offer that support.
Oh, that's really good. Now, for example, if I'm somebody that isn't within easy reach of your drop-in centres, which you say are at Worcester and Kidderminster, what should I do if I felt that I would, you know, perhaps I'd come back from you know, services abroad, or perhaps I was part of, you know, another organisation where I felt that I needed this support? What could I do?
Well, what you can do, you can self-refer, you can get somebody to refer for you. We're a great believer in referrals rather than signposting, because again, if you have built up enough energy and headspace to go and ask for that help, you don't want to be repeating your story several times over. So we encourage people to bring somebody along, you know, for that bit of support, so they start feeling relaxed and it's a smooth transition into our service. So they can access any of the drop-ins from the Wellbeing Centre, they can visit the therapy unit, or they can give us a call and we can arrange an outreach appointment so we can go and see them.
Excellent. Now, you mentioned that people can come in for free and such like. That means that you need to be funded in some way. How does that work?
Okay, so we apply, this is our Perminder's job really. He applies for small funding pots and tenders, and at present we've been awarded a grant from the Armed Forces Covenant Trust, so we could employ a veteran to run the community project lead in Worcester, and that was to adapt a piece of land to provide disabled access, outside kitchens, forest school, moreover, running the different activities like woodwork, beekeeping, growing your own produce. And these are things that we've duplicated over in Albury too. The seven-step civilian skills program is funded by European Social Funding, which covers Worcestershire at the moment. The drop-in centres are run by volunteers, well, we're all volunteers really, who rely on public donations. Fortunately, the Salvation Army, because they've got the same ethos and they're so, so kind, leased a three-bedroom property on site with part of the land for peppercorn rent, with the understanding we would renovate that building. And we have very kind donations given to us by the local community. Fantastic spirit. Furniture from the co-op stores, Screwfix, Cadbury's, Midlands Heart, Samwell Council. And we had local tradespeople coming in and doing works for free, including and mostly from this fantastic guy called Simon and his company of SKC Construction Limited.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's a proper team effort, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Now, just so I'm clear, you talk about the Salvation Army in Oldbury. Now, I mean, they've been on the programme with me before, but is that a drop-in centre in Oldbury? Can people just turn up there?
Yes, yes.
Right, I mean, so you've got Worcester, Kidderminster and Oldbury.
Yes, the one in the Black Country that covers the Black Country is based in Albury. It's you'll find it at Merton Close, Samwell.
Yes,
and the postcode is B688NG.
Lovely. Okay, we've got a note of that. How many veterans do you think you're supporting at the moment, Dawn?
Well, throughout COVID, because we've only been running since November 2019, and then COVID hit pretty much after that. But throughout COVID, we've supported 65 veterans in the Worcestershire area and over 100 families in the short time we've been running, and on average about 300 inquiries per month.
It's a lot.
But at the Wellbeing Centre, yeah, we're looking at three times the amount. This is due to many referrals we've already received from DWP, on-site advocacy, probation, healthy minds, housing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, clearly a lot. What effect has COVID had on the work that you do and your volunteers, and also the people that are coming to you?
Well, this is how the community projects came about, because we had to shut down very soon after COVID hit, the drop-in centres. So we had a young veteran who came across this community project that was already up and running, but they wanted to go into partnership. So we went into partnership, we got joint leasehold, and then we could meet people at a safe distance outside, so we could continue that support network. Throughout COVID, we delivered care packages, food parcels to the most isolated, so at least we could stand at the top of the drive and have a chat.
Yeah, it's just a case of, you know, rethinking your logistics. Now, some people would say that the government should be stepping in and helping people, because anybody that's an armed services veteran or with civil defence here at home, they're, you know, advocates of the government. What government help and support do veterans actually receive?
I think there's a lot out there, but because it's so fragmented, the veteran community don't really know where to go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've got Veterans UK, who, if you need any help with your pensions and benefits, and then you've got Defence Medical Welfare Service, who look after patients leaving the hospital to make sure their medical needs are being met and other issues or problems, social influences that may be distracting them from their recovery. But we've got Veterans Gateway, which is found online, who have a comprehensive list of charities and organisations in your area who can offer support. Op Courage, NHS, Veterans Mental Health, they only cover England at the moment. They're funded by central government. These are where most of our referrals come from. There is a lot of support out there for veterans, as I was saying, but however, services can be seen fragmented. And signposting to several different services could have a negative impact on the veterans struggling with their mental health.
Mm. I think also the fact that they can come, people can come to a drop-in centre, and you start to build that relationship up with your volunteers.
Yes.
And as you say, you make new friends, people share stories. And then from that, you know, further relationships form. And I think that can also be, well, probably be a lot better than sterile support from wherever.
Mm. Yes, definitely. So we put a service on for so we can play an advocate, so we can go down to these different meetings to give them support so they don't feel like they're alone. Again, we're there every step of the way.
You mentioned earlier on about the seven steps to freedom. What are they?
Okay, so the seven steps of freedom may be, is a phrase that's used by a soldier who's signing off from the army.
Mm-hmm.
It takes seven clicks on the computer to sign off, hence why we called our program the Seven Step Civilian Skills Program, which
right.
is the next stage to transition and finding the freedom and empowerment in civilian life. This is a free 40-hour course for veterans and family members who find themselves unemployed and suffering from their mental health. The program is built around mental health awareness and the basic life skills, which can lead to many education and employment opportunities. It's breaking down those barriers between veterans and civilians by introducing them to the community projects where they can all work together as one community. We've started this course off originally to improve mental health, and we've ended up saving lives, because at the end of the course we receive feedback, and we've had many veterans saying, if it was not for this course, I'd be in a box.
Really?
Yeah. Or I was stockpiling my tablets and I was planning my suicide. And Stepway came along and not only gave my life back, but saved it too.
My goodness me. Tell me about what you're doing during Veteran Community Day in October.
Okay, so the subject I touched on earlier about many services out there for veterans being fragmented, we wanted to develop something to bring everybody together.
Mm-hmm.
This is how the idea of the Veteran Community Day came about. And the next one is at Manelian Point on the 15th of October, where we'll have over 55 charities and organisations under one roof who provide a service to the veteran community. This is a non-profit event and is free entry to everyone who would like to come along. So we have the likes of the Emergency Services, who are recruiting, Veterans UK, SAFA, Age UK, BT, recruitment agencies including RIFA. We have the MOD down there, and then all the basics for the dynamic needs like housing, DWP, job centres. So the marketing and advertising is being done between Stepway and Birmingham City Council, and of course we also have our charity ball the following night, so if you're travelling afar, why not make it a weekend and come and join in with the fun?
That sounds a really, really good night, doesn't it? Something I have wanted to explore with you is the Armed Forces Covenant Pledge. Tell me about that.
Okay, so the Armed Forces Covenant is an agreement between the Armed Forces community, the nation and the government.
Hmm.
And it encapsulates the moral obligation to those who served or are serving, their families and the bereaved. The pledge will actually is going to become a legal document next year,
mm-hmm.
to make veterans priority for housing, education and health. And on that point as well, companies and charities will have the opportunity to sign the Armed Forces Covenant Pledge at the Veteran Community Day, as they'll be in attendance. And moreover, you can begin your journey on the Employment Recognition Scheme, which Stepway has recently been awarded the silver.
Oh, congratulations. That's really good.
Thank you very much.
Brilliant. Now, you're involved with Birmingham, the Commonwealth Games Birmingham 2022, aren't you?
Yes, they came on board very early on when we first started. We went into partnership so we could advertise jobs, careers and volunteering opportunities on our social platforms and throughout our websites. Any veteran applying for the position will be guaranteed an interview if they meet a relevant criteria. But moreover, they endorse the 7-Step Civilian Skills Program as a good platform to improve mental health, which can lead to better engagement and sustainability within their future job role.
Tell me more then, Dawn, about how we can find out more about Stepway and if we need your support and guidance.
Okay, so through the Black Country, you can call us direct on 0121 7922 723. You can email info@stepway.org.
Okay, just give me that phone number again, Dawn. 0121
yes,
792
2723.
0121 792 2723. Lovely. And sorry, you were going to say something else. The email address.
Yes, the email address is info@stepway.org.
Mm-hmm.
And you can always find us on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn at stepway.org, or through our website, which is www.stepway.org. And you can always pop along and see what it's all about. We have an open door policy at the Wellbeing Centre, which is based at the Salvation Army, Merton Close, Sandwell.
Dawn Turner, co-founder and operations director of Stepway, thank you very much for talking to Friday Night Live. That is your lot for this episode. You can catch the programme live every Friday night on Black Country Radio from 8 p.m. If you like our podcast, please subscribe by heading to blackcountryradio.co.uk/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts from. See you very soon. This is a Black Country Radio podcast presented by Clive Payne and produced by Andy Caddick.